It's been a while since we talked to him, since the big household waste collection, and they collected a lot of tires. And with me, Joanne Bai. She says hello here with us at the studios. And the Recycle Center is located in Sandusky on 150 Orville Street. So you can find the information on the sandlackcounty.net website. They have PDF files. And just to talk about an event coming up, another opportunity for you to turn in your recyclables will be coming up very soon. Joanne, how you doing?
Good, very good. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, the last time I talked to you was quite a while, when I first started in spring, wasn't it? April or May?
Just before we had our household hazardous waste.
And that, when was that?
That was around May.
Okay, so people just be prepared. This is the perfect time during the fall to put some stuff aside, or even now might be able to bring it to the next collection coming up. First of all, how much was collected?
We collected over 88,000 pounds. We did 22,000 pounds in tires. We had 2,000 tires that time, and we collected in less than an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty quick. And you were expected to be open how long? I mean,
We were open from 2 to 6, I believe, but that closed down within an hour and 15 minutes, but we continued to do our TVs and the rest of the household hazardous waste. Mm-hmm. We collected 14 pallets of TVs. That was our biggest.
Those were the old school box style TVs that people no longer really want. I know those can be recycled. There's a lot of components. There's a lot of, believe it or not, sometimes gold or copper, a lot of good recyclables inside those old tube TVs that are used for actual little cell phones that we have here too. So
Yeah, we did the electronics, we did the TVs, we did the oil, we did a number of things. We did the needles and things like that. So, but in a total, we did had 88,000 pounds. We did, I think it cost us $32,000 out of our millage to do that, but it was well worth it because we saved 88,000 pounds going into the landfill.
So how much has, in the last decade alone, you think that the Sandlack County Recycling Center has grown, and people have been receptive to it, obviously, bringing in their items? I mean, it's good to see where they can, you're full within an hour.
Right. Like on the weekends, I can have we have baskets that are 4x8s, and I probably bring in, you know, sometimes in the summertime up to 35 baskets for this, you know, we do on Monday from over the weekend. So we have a lot of plastic, a lot of cardboard. There's a lot of different things that come in on the weekends, but we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so, and then we have some spots that are out in the county that you're able to recycle. And we're trying to build that up. We're in the process of looking at another site. I'm not going to say where it's at, but we're looking at another site. They have to get cameras and things like that, and we have to okay it. But
that was a problem, because I had a complaint saying that where is the recycle bins now where they used to be located in our local communities? It's because it was being abused. It was being abused a lot. And a few 10% can spoil it for the rest, and that was a big problem, and it just didn't work out, unfortunately, because of a few who just were lazy. I'm going to go out and say they were just laziness on recycling correctly, and I don't know how they can't read those big bold letters on the certain compartments and what can and cannot go in there also. So pretty simple. Now, the types of recyclables out there that they bring in or can bring to you, what are they? I mean, people can bring them themselves, right?
Right. They can bring them to the office at 150 Orville Street.
And that, where exactly is that located if they were just kind of offhand?
Okay, the road is just east of Self Serve on 46.
Okay.
And it's about two blocks down. We're on the corner right next to Emerson, or Pneumatics, as they call themselves now. We recycle plastic, paper, tin, aluminum. We do not take glass.
Is there a reason why?
Right. We can't really find, it's a really hard commodity to try to get rid of. I've contacted several people. I'm in the process of talking to someone that's in the Port Huron area. He buys glass that is ground down to powder. Mm-hmm. And his last project he did up at Mackinac Island. Mm-hmm. And they literally take that powder for him and they put it into the cement or the what they're building the roads with. So it's a new process. Mm-hmm. We're looking in to see how much the machine is. I've talked to DEQ. DEQ is very receptive in helping us get a grant for it.
Yeah.
And maybe we might be able to do a couple county, like a partnership where it's a portable machine. So we might be able to do that. One of the things that had to be done was it has to stay dry. It cannot be left outside. Mm-hmm. So as a lot of people know, we just received a grant from DEQ for a building, a cold storage building, and also we're going to pave our parking lot. We met a grant. We got $129,000 grant, and we matched it with our millage money, which was $90,000. So we'll be spending somewhere around $220,000 by next year. And that cold storage building would be a possibility that we would be able to store that in there. We should have enough room. We have to put in our cardboard and our plastics, things that are outside and exposed to the area.
So you yourself, you're saying we have to recycle this glass. We just can't let that out there as it is. It's pretty, obviously it makes sense.
Right.
And you got to find a use for it too. You know, I'm going to just go on a personal tangent. You know, after watching much on what damage plastic has done, but it's a convenient man-made material for us and anybody. It's really damaging our environment,
right.
Actually. And I remember the days you had your paper or your glass.
Yeah.
And I miss finding the glass on a beach. It's a rare thing to find, but it's a natural component, and I figured it makes sense. Now, hopefully... I mean, obviously, the only way to do that is just ban plastic. But right now, that's almost a near impossibility. It's possible, but right now, it could happen. But right now, that's the fact of the matter. Plastic is using everything from keeping our food fresh and all that. It's everywhere you look. So It is a product, but we've got to learn how to manage that. And we're doing our part, at least in the San Lake County area, and that's important. Hopefully, the rest of the nation or world will continue to do so. So, okay, so the future is you're looking forward to getting the glass in the building and, of course, getting it paved and all that.
Right.
And then having other locations is the other goal, too.
Right.
To make it convenient for folks who are outside the area. So.
Right. One of the, with the recycling with the plastic, I wanted to mention, when we did our grant, one of the things that we showed to them is that we basically, everything from our recycling plant is basically used in the state of Michigan, except for one exception. The shredded paper goes to Ladysmith, Wisconsin, but our paper goes to a place over by Owosso, New Wool. They take it and they shred it and they make insulation. Okay. We take our plastic, we ship it down by Monroe, it's Dundee, Michigan, and they return it and they put it in and they make Maxwell House coffees made out of it,
really?
Todd Pie Pods. Yeah.
Oh.
There's a lot of different things that they end up doing with it. So that's kind of and then they'll turn around and they'll make new bottles for water and things like
right.
that. Our cardboard usually goes over by the Grand Rapids or Astigo area. And I guess that's probably most of the stuff that we recycle. The tin goes to Lapeer.
Mm.
So everything basically is used. We reuse it. We're not in that, thankfully.
Just collecting it and then throwing it out somewhere else.
Right.
Right.
And we're not sending it to China, where we're stuck in that mode where, you know, they're banning a lot of things. We don't have that problem, so which is nice.
Talking to Joanne Bai from the San Lake County Recycling Center. We're going to have more to talk about here. And back here with Joanne Bai from the San Lake County Recycling Center, and located here in Sandusky at Orville Street. And you can bring in your recycled items. They can return them daily?
Right. We're open.
If they, have them, they bring them.
Right. 24 hours a day. That was one of the things that when we got our millage that we promised that we would keep it open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. A lot of places, Tuscola County is a good example. They are open from like 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. So on weekends when people are off and going shopping and things, they can't do anything that way. Right. So we do have it open, and sometimes it gets abused, but we are working on getting some cameras in there. Sometimes we get some things that are not quite acceptable, and so we're going to try to work on getting that done. But yeah, it's open. You know, during the daytime, we've tried to keep track just the 8 hour or the 7 hours we're open during the day. Mm-hmm. We do at least over 100 cars a day.
Really?
During the time that I'm there. Mm-hmm. You know, I sometimes I have 5 to 6 cars at a time, you know, recycling. So that's just the time that we're there. So we can have anywhere from 150 to 200 cars a day.
Wow.
So
And by the way, those hours can be found, but they're 24 hours, right?
So, 24 hours, so we'll, except for the electronics. The electronics, they have to bring them in. And there is a place also, I forgot to mention, we have a place for batteries. We accept batteries, and then when we have our household hazardous waste once a year, we do take those batteries. And I think we had, I want to say 5,000 pounds of batteries, household batteries, last year, which cost us about 50 cents a pound, but it's well worth not going into the landfill.
You can find all the information, a guide for recyclable items and how to recycle information pamphlet and scrap metal use appliance recycles and learning how to recycle video also. The links are found at the sandlakecounty.net website, and just look for the Sandlak County or Google Recycle Center, and they'll pop up. Now, there is a collection that we're here to talk about, a collection for scrap tire recycling event taking place a week from today, Wednesday.
Right. It's going to be at Marlette Stockyards, 6381 Euclid in Marlette. It's going to be between 2 and 6. We're trying to get the people that are just getting out of work, and then also if they're going on the afternoon shift. So we're trying to give it a little bit of a fluctuation there so people can come and bring them.
Yeah.
One of the things that we had this year, we collected 2,000 tires, as I said, in an hour and 15 minutes. We were letting people, they had 30 tires and they're only allowed to bring 7. They were able to go back into the next line. We're going to avoid that this time because there was a lot of people that were upset because they weren't able to, you know, they got out at 3 or 4 and they weren't able to do it. So we are going to have a 7 limit amount
vehicle
this year. Yep. Yeah. And that is a state law. We were letting them come back through, you know, go home and get 3-7 more tires. But we're going to try to avoid that this time only because we want the other people to be able to have a chance to do the recycling also.
There are some certain restrictions. It's open for private, non-commercial Sandlak County residents. You must have a driver's license, voter's registration, or another form of identification to prove county residents. Personal vehicle tires only without rims. No tractor or large truck tires will be accepted this time. Space for tires is limited, and again, tires accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Limit 7 tires per vehicle for the scrap tire recycling event. No exceptions. This is the law she was talking about, Public Act 451 of 1994. And should maximum tire capacity be reached, what are you going to do there? So,
well, no, we're going to have to shut it down.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we'll have to shut it down. We're going to try to get as many tire. We have Tara Griffith has gone and applied for a grant from DEQ, and we're hoping to get at least 2 more next year, along with our household hazardous waste, what will be in the springtime. But we're going to try and get at least 2 a year, as long as our millage allows us, and we'll try to get the county kind of somewhat cleaned up if we can and get rid of them for, you know, problems with mosquitoes. And
yes, that's a big thing. I just read a news report on the mosquitoes with the equine encephalitis being prevalent again in our state now, so there's signs of it in Lapeer County now. So an opportunity, if you see those stray tires right next to that creek, pick it up, get it out of the creek, just get down there and get dirty with the Sandlak County Scrap Tire Recycling Events. 7 tire limit, that's coming a week from today, Wednesday, September 25th, starts at 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Marlette Livestock Auction on Euclid Street in Marlette. Okay, that's a week from today, and we'll post that on our Facebook page too. A millage is coming up in March. What is this going to be? Hopefully, Is it going to, a new millage that needs, is needed for the recycling center?
No, it isn't. It's a renewal.
It's a renewal, okay. Renew it. I'm going to say renew it.
Yeah.
That's my campaign pitch.
Yeah. So. We were very fortunate that we got a millage for it. Otherwise, we would have probably not had a recycling center any longer. You know, it's hard to keep up. It's... Now we're using people. I have about 12 people that work at the recycling center, and everything is hand done. It's not done by putting on a belt and, you know, going down.
There's or you might miss something.
And, and that's one of the things is that I have, a lot of times I'll have, like, New will call me and say, do you have a load to go? Because they know our product is clean because it's separate and it's not done by, you know. I went over to a place and they had the belt, and but they have to have 8 or 10 people running that, and so our, you know, our costs would go up as far as doing that. So
you do use jail inmates, right?
No, we don't do that. That was done prior to the millage coming in.
Okay.
We have regular people. They are hired, and there's one full-time person, and then there is myself, and I work part-time, and then also I have another 10 people that work part-time.
So when was the last time they used jail inmates? Do you remember?
Yeah, I believe it was in 2014, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, but you know, you never know, some of them who came out and did their time actually work?
Well, very good. Yep. And we did hire people that were from the, you know, when we first started, we had a lot of people that was one of the things that they tried to promote is that, you know, even though you had a small criminal record, you know, it wasn't the real serious things. We hired them. Right. So, but yeah, that worked out very well.
It's a skill that's needed. I know that. And why not? Okay, so we have the millage coming up in March. It's a renewal, and the money is spent on just basically getting some help and also continue your budget.
Right.
For, and then, of course, the plan is, what you know, what which is great, is you want to have a storage building, and you're hoping to get the grants along with the cash here being spent. Our money's being spent well to get that glass installation.
Right. One of the things that the DEQ had told me, or now Eagle, that when we first started is that when they look at a grant, they want to make sure that you can match that. And because we had saved some money and we were able to match that grant, normally a grant is 75-25, but because it was such a large amount of people applying, there was over 60 applicants for this, and I think there was $3 million. So they upped the ante. They made it 60-40. They gave us 60. We had 40. So we were very fortunate that we had some money that we were able to save, and we matched it. And a lot of places that they went to and said, okay, we've changed it from 75 to 25, they couldn't afford it, so they decided not to apply, you know, have the grant. And so we were able to get that. So we put up $90,000, and they put up $129,000.
Very good. Okay, and again, this tire collection will be a week from today, and you must be a San Lake County resident and have your license prepared. This is a week from today, Wednesday, September 25th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Marlatt Livestock Auction. Until the how many tires are you allowed to collect? I mean, at this point that you can collect the amount.
The total amount's going to be 2,000.
2,000, okay.
We fill it till we can't fill it anymore.
Okay.
I want to thank the San Lake County work crew and the sheriff for letting us use their people. I have some calls in to some other people to help them because it's a very tiring process. But
so that's where the inmates are used at that point. But that's through another entity. So,
right, yeah, right. They do the work crew. And I believe the work crew supervisor is Jeremy Abrego. And he, you know, I get a hold of him ahead of time, and he helps us with the tire drive and also the household hazardous waste. So, and I'd also like to thank Marlette Stockyards for volunteering their building for us to use. So I appreciate that.
And again, also the recycling center has electronics and batteries collection, right?
Right. We do that. That's
when you're open.
When we're open. Yeah. We're open Monday through Friday from 5:30 in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, there is a batteries, like the small batteries can be collected outside, but the electronics, we don't want to get wet. So they have to be collected inside. If you can't bring them, we do have other sites. If you look on the site, the sanlaccounty.net, we do collect them over on Miller Road. So that's one by the soil conservation. We do that.
Okay, again, the Tire Collection, Wednesday, September 25th, a week from today, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Marlette Livestock Auction. Bring your license. Sandlot County residents only. Limit 7 tires per vehicle. No exceptions. And that's the Scrap Tire Recycling Events at the Marlette Livestock Auction on Euclid Street in Marlette for the Sandlot County Recycling Center. Joanne Bai here. Go to the website, sandlotcounty.net, or Google Sandlot County Recycle Center, and you will find all the information on how to recycle. Joanne Bai, thank you for coming in.
And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we get back to regular programming on 97.7 FM. We'll be back here on WMIC.
Thank you, sir.